The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra is a book that explores the idea that success in life can be achieved through understanding and applying seven spiritual laws. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of spiritual laws, which are defined as universal principles that govern our lives. It then goes on to discuss each law in detail, providing practical advice for how to apply them in everyday life. The first law discussed is the law of pure potentiality, which states that we all have access to infinite potential within us. This potential can be tapped into by connecting with our inner self and allowing it to guide us. The second law is the law of giving and receiving, which encourages us to give freely without expecting anything in return. This will create a cycle of abundance where everyone benefits from giving and receiving. The third law is the law of karma, or cause and effect, which teaches us that every action has a consequence. If we act with love and compassion towards others, positive results will follow. Other laws discussed include the law of least effort, which encourages us to work smarter rather than harder, the law of intention and desire, which emphasizes setting clear intentions for what you want out of life, the law of detachment, which advises letting go so you can receive what you desire, and finally, the law of dharma, or purpose in life, which encourages us to fulfill our highest potential. The book concludes with an exploration into how these spiritual laws can help bring about success in various areas such as relationships, health and wellness, career and finances, etc., as well as offering tips on how best to use them for maximum benefit. Ultimately, it aims at helping readers understand their true purpose in life so they may live more fulfilling lives filled with joy and abundance. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The law of pure potentiality. This law states that we all have access to an unlimited source of power and creativity within us. It encourages us to tap into this potential and use it to manifest our goals and dreams. Main idea number 2. The law of giving. This law states that the more we give, the more we receive. It encourages us to give freely and without expectation of return, as this will bring us abundance in all areas of our lives. Main idea number 3. The law of karma. This law states that our actions have consequences, both positive and negative. It encourages us to be mindful of our actions and to take responsibility for them. Main idea number 4. The law of least effort. This law states that we should strive to do things with the least amount of effort. It encourages us to be mindful of our energy and to use it wisely. Main idea number 5. The law of intention and desire. This law states that our intentions and desires are powerful forces that can manifest our goals and dreams. It encourages us to be mindful of our intentions and to focus on what we truly want. Main idea number 6. The law of detachment. This law states that we should not be attached to the outcome of our actions. It encourages us to be mindful of our expectations and to let go of the need to control the outcome. Main idea number 7. The law of dharma. This law states that we all have a unique purpose in life. It encourages us to discover our true purpose and to live in alignment with it. Main idea number 8. The law of abundance. This law states that abundance is available to us in all areas of our lives. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to focus on abundance rather than lack. Main idea number 9. The law of relationship. This law states that all relationships are based on give and take. It encourages us to be mindful of our relationships and to strive for balance and harmony. Main idea number 10. The law of process. This law states that all things take time and that we should be patient and trust the process. It encourages us to be mindful of our expectations and to enjoy the journey. Main idea number 11. The law of change. This law states that change is inevitable and that we should embrace it. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to focus on the positive aspects of change. Main idea number 12. The law of receptivity. This law states that we should be open to receiving the abundance that is available to us. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to focus on gratitude and appreciation. Main idea number 13. The law of harmony. This law states that we should strive for balance and harmony in all areas of our lives. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to focus on peace and harmony. Main idea number 14. The law of intuition. This law states that we should trust our intuition and use it to guide us. It encourages us to be mindful of our inner guidance and to use it to make decisions. Main idea number 15. The law of purpose. This law states that we should strive to live a life of purpose and meaning. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to focus on our true purpose. Main idea number 16. The law of success. This law states that success is a journey and not a destination. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to focus on the process of success. Main idea number 17. The law of gratitude. This law states that we should be grateful for all that we have. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to focus on gratitude and appreciation. Main idea number 18. The law of action. This law states that we should take action in order to manifest our goals and dreams. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to take action in alignment with our intentions. Main idea number 19. The law of faith. This law states that we should have faith in ourselves and in the universe. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to trust that everything will work out in the end. Main idea number 20. The law of surrender. This law states that we should surrender to the flow of life and trust that everything will work out in the end. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to let go of the need to control the outcome. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The law of pure potentiality is a powerful reminder that we all have access to an unlimited source of power and creativity within us. It encourages us to tap into this potential and use it to manifest our goals and dreams. This law suggests that when we open ourselves up to the possibilities, anything can be achieved. We are capable of creating whatever reality we desire if we focus on what we want rather than what stands in our way. This law also reminds us that there is no limit to how much success or abundance one can achieve. By believing in ourselves and having faith in our own abilities, anything is possible. The key is learning how to unlock this potential by connecting with the divine energy within each of us. By understanding the law of pure potentiality, we can begin living life from a place of possibility instead of limitation. We can start taking action towards achieving our goals without fear or doubt holding us back. When combined with other spiritual laws such as the law of attraction, this law helps create a powerful foundation for manifesting success. Main idea number 2. The law of giving is an important spiritual law that encourages us to give freely and without expectation of return. It states that the more we give, the more we receive in return. This law applies to all areas of our lives, from material possessions to relationships and even intangible things such as knowledge or wisdom. When we practice this law, it helps us cultivate a sense of abundance in our lives. We come to understand that there is enough for everyone and that by giving generously, we open ourselves up to receiving even greater blessings than before. By practicing generosity with no strings attached, we create a cycle of positive energy which brings joy and fulfillment into our lives. This law also teaches us about gratitude. When we are grateful for what others have given us, it creates an atmosphere where people feel appreciated and valued. When people feel appreciated, they are more likely to continue giving back out of kindness rather than obligation or expectation. Ultimately, the law of giving reminds us that life is not just about taking but also about sharing with others so that everyone can benefit from each other's gifts. By embracing this spiritual law in our daily lives, we can create a world filled with love and abundance for all. Main idea number 3. The law of karma is an ancient spiritual law that states that our actions have consequences, both positive and negative. It encourages us to be mindful of our actions and to take responsibility for them. According to this law, whatever we put out into the world will come back to us in some form or another. This means that if we act with kindness and compassion towards others, then those same qualities will eventually come back to us in some way. Karma also teaches us not only how important it is to think before we act, but also how powerful our thoughts can be. Our thoughts create energy which can manifest itself as either good or bad karma depending on what kind of energy was created. Therefore, it's essential that we focus on creating positive energy by thinking positively about ourselves and others. Ultimately, the law of karma reminds us that every action has a reaction, therefore, it's important for us to be conscious of our decisions so they don't lead down a path of destruction or regret later on down the line. By understanding this law and living according to its principles, we can ensure that all our actions are beneficial not just for ourselves but also for those around us. Main idea number 4. The law of least effort is an important concept to keep in mind when striving for success. It encourages us to be mindful of our energy and use it wisely, rather than expending too much effort on tasks that may not yield the desired results. This law suggests that we should focus on doing things with the least amount of effort possible while still achieving our goals. By conserving our energy, we can ensure that we have enough left over to tackle more difficult tasks or take advantage of opportunities as they arise. This law also emphasizes the importance of taking breaks and allowing ourselves time for rest and relaxation. When we are feeling tired or overwhelmed, it is often tempting to push through and try harder. However, this can lead to burnout or exhaustion, which will ultimately hinder progress toward success. Taking regular breaks allows us to recharge so that when we do return to work, we are able to approach it with a fresh perspective. Ultimately, the law of least effort reminds us that sometimes less really is more. By being mindful about how much effort we expend on each task at hand, we can conserve our energy for those times when extra effort is needed most. Main idea number 5. The law of intention and desire is a powerful concept that encourages us to be mindful of our intentions and desires. It suggests that when we focus on what we truly want, the universe will conspire to make it happen. This law teaches us to take responsibility for our lives by setting clear goals and taking action towards them. We must also remain open-minded and flexible in order to recognize opportunities as they arise. This law reminds us that our thoughts are creative forces which can shape our reality. When we focus on positive outcomes, the universe will respond with abundance. On the other hand, if we dwell on negative thoughts or feelings, this too can manifest in our lives. Therefore, it is important to stay focused on what we want rather than what we don't want. The law of intention and desire encourages us to trust ourselves and have faith in the process of life. By believing in ourselves and having an unwavering commitment towards achieving our goals, anything is possible. Main idea number 6. The law of detachment encourages us to take action without being attached to the outcome. It teaches us that we should not be too focused on what we want, but instead focus on our actions and trust in the universe. We must have faith that whatever happens is for our highest good, even if it doesn't appear so at first glance. This law reminds us to stay present and mindful of our expectations. When we are able to detach from outcomes, we can remain open-minded and flexible in how things unfold. This allows us to accept any result with grace and gratitude, knowing that everything happens for a reason. Detaching from outcomes also helps reduce stress levels as it eliminates the need for control over situations or people. Instead of worrying about what could happen or trying to manipulate events, this law encourages us to simply do our best and let go of attachment. Main idea number 7. The law of dharma, or purpose in life, is an important concept in Hinduism and Buddhism. It states that each individual has a unique purpose to fulfill in this lifetime. This law encourages us to discover our true purpose and live according to it. By doing so, we can achieve greater success and fulfillment. This law suggests that when we are living out our Dharma, our true calling, we will experience joy and contentment. We will also be able to make the most of our talents and abilities, as well as contribute positively to society. On the other hand, if we ignore our Dharma or try to pursue something else instead, then we may find ourselves feeling unfulfilled or even depressed. Finding your Dharma can take time. It requires self-reflection and exploration of different paths until you find one that resonates with you deeply. Once you have identified your path, however, it's important not only to stay on track but also remain open-minded about potential changes along the way. Main idea number 8. The law of abundance is a powerful concept that encourages us to focus on abundance rather than lack. It states that there is an unlimited supply of abundance available to us in all areas of our lives, and it's up to us to tap into this source. By being mindful of our thoughts and focusing on what we want instead of what we don't have, we can create more abundance in our lives. This law also teaches us the importance of gratitude for the blessings already present in our lives. When we are grateful for what we have, it opens up space for even more abundance to come into our life. We must be willing to receive the gifts that life has given us before expecting anything else. Finally, the law of abundance reminds us that everything is connected and interdependent. Our actions affect not only ourselves but those around us as well. Therefore, when we choose love over fear and act with kindness towards others, it creates a ripple effect throughout the universe which brings even more abundance back into our own lives. Main idea number 9. The law of relationship is an important concept to understand when it comes to creating and maintaining successful relationships. This law encourages us to be mindful of our interactions with others and strive for balance and harmony in all our relationships. It reminds us that every relationship involves a certain amount of give and take, so we should always be aware of how much we are giving or taking from each other. This law also emphasizes the importance of understanding the needs and wants of those around us. We must take into account their feelings, opinions, values, beliefs, goals, etc., in order to create a mutually beneficial relationship. When both parties feel respected and valued within the relationship, then it can become stronger over time. Finally, this law teaches us that relationships require effort on both sides if they are going to last. We must make sure that we are actively engaging with one another by communicating openly and honestly about our thoughts and feelings. If we do not put in the necessary work, then any relationship will eventually suffer. Main idea number 10. The law of process is an important reminder that nothing happens overnight. We must be patient and trust the process, no matter how long it takes. It encourages us to enjoy the journey and not get too caught up in our expectations for a particular outcome. This law also reminds us to stay mindful of our actions and reactions throughout the process. Every step we take should be taken with intention, as each action has consequences that can affect our ultimate success or failure. By being aware of this fact, we can make sure that every decision we make is one that will help us reach our goals. Ultimately, the law of process teaches us to appreciate the journey rather than focusing solely on reaching a destination. Life is full of surprises and unexpected turns. By embracing these changes instead of fighting them, we can find joy in even the most difficult times. Main idea number 11. The law of change is an important concept to understand and embrace. It reminds us that change is a natural part of life, and it encourages us to be open-minded when faced with new situations or circumstances. This law also emphasizes the importance of being mindful of our thoughts and focusing on the positive aspects of change rather than dwelling on any potential negatives. This law can help us become more resilient in times of difficulty by reminding us that nothing stays the same forever. We should strive to accept changes as they come, knowing that we have the power to make something good out of them. By embracing this law, we can learn how to adapt quickly and effectively in order to move forward. Ultimately, the law of change teaches us that no matter what happens in life, there will always be opportunities for growth if we are willing to take advantage of them. With this understanding comes greater peace and contentment as we navigate through life's ever-changing landscape. Main idea number 12. The law of receptivity is an important concept to understand in order to achieve success. It encourages us to be open and receptive to the abundance that is available to us, rather than focusing on lack or scarcity. We should strive for a mindset of gratitude and appreciation, as this will help attract more positive energy into our lives. This law also emphasizes the importance of being mindful of our thoughts. Our thoughts have power, so it's essential that we focus on what we want instead of what we don't want. When we are able to stay focused on our goals and dreams, then the universe can provide us with opportunities that will help bring them into fruition. By understanding the law of receptivity and applying it in our daily lives, we can create a life filled with joy and abundance. We must remember that there is always something good waiting for us if only we remain open-minded enough to receive it. Main idea number 13. The law of harmony is an important concept that encourages us to strive for balance and harmony in all aspects of our lives. It reminds us to be mindful of our thoughts, words, and actions, as they can have a profound effect on the world around us. This law also emphasizes the importance of peace and harmony in order to create a more harmonious environment both within ourselves and with those around us. This law encourages us to take responsibility for our own happiness by creating positive relationships with others. We should strive to maintain healthy boundaries while still being open-minded enough to accept different perspectives from those around us. Additionally, we should practice self-care so that we are able to give back what we receive from others. Ultimately, the law of harmony teaches us that when we focus on achieving balance between ourselves and the people in our lives, it will lead to greater success overall. By understanding this law and applying it into our daily lives, we can create a more peaceful existence for everyone involved. Main idea number 14. The law of intuition is an important concept to understand and embrace. It encourages us to trust our inner wisdom and use it as a guide in life. Our intuition can provide us with valuable insight into situations, people, and decisions that we may be facing. By listening to our intuition, we can make better choices for ourselves and those around us. This law also emphasizes the importance of being mindful of our thoughts and feelings. We should take time each day to reflect on what is going on inside of us so that we can gain clarity about how best to proceed in any given situation. This practice will help us become more aware of our own needs as well as the needs of others. By following this law, we are able to tap into a deeper level of understanding which allows us to make decisions from a place of love rather than fear or doubt. When we listen closely enough, our intuition will always lead us down the path that is most beneficial for all involved. Main idea number 15. The law of purpose is an important concept to consider when striving for success. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and focus on what we truly want out of life. This law suggests that by living a life with purpose, we can achieve greater levels of success than if we simply drift through life without any direction or intention. Living a life with purpose means having clarity about our goals and intentions, as well as understanding the impact that our actions have on others. We should strive to make decisions based on what will bring us closer to achieving our desired outcome rather than making choices based solely on immediate gratification or convenience. By doing this, we are more likely to stay focused and motivated in order to reach our ultimate goal. The law of purpose also emphasizes the importance of taking responsibility for ourselves and being accountable for the results that come from our actions. When faced with difficult situations, it's essential that we take ownership over how those circumstances affect us so that we can learn from them and move forward in a positive direction. Ultimately, the law of purpose encourages us to live intentionally and thoughtfully so that each day brings us one step closer towards achieving true success in all areas of life. Main idea number 16. The law of success is an important concept to understand if we want to achieve our goals and dreams. It teaches us that success is a journey, not a destination. We must be mindful of our thoughts and focus on the process rather than the outcome. This law encourages us to take action, stay motivated, and remain persistent in order to reach our desired results. Success requires hard work, dedication, and resilience. The law of success reminds us that it's not enough just to have ambition, we must also put in the effort necessary for achieving success. We should strive for excellence in all areas of life by setting realistic goals and taking consistent steps towards them. The law of success also emphasizes the importance of having a positive attitude throughout this journey. Having faith in ourselves will help keep us focused on what matters most, staying true to our values while striving for greatness. Main idea number 17. The law of gratitude is an important spiritual law that encourages us to be thankful for all the blessings in our lives. It reminds us to take time each day to appreciate and express gratitude for what we have, rather than focusing on what we don't have. This law helps us recognize how fortunate we are and how much abundance there is in our lives. When we practice gratitude, it can help shift our perspective from lack or scarcity to one of abundance. We become more aware of the good things around us and start seeing opportunities instead of obstacles. Practicing gratitude also helps cultivate a sense of contentment with life as it is right now, which can lead to greater peace and joy. Gratitude has been linked with improved physical health, better sleep quality, increased resilience during difficult times, enhanced relationships with others, and even higher levels of happiness overall. So if you want to experience more joy in your life, make sure you take some time each day to give thanks for all that you have. Main idea number 18. The law of action is an important concept to understand when it comes to manifesting our goals and dreams. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and take action in alignment with our intentions. This law states that we must take action if we want to see results. We can't just sit back and expect things to happen. Instead, we need to actively pursue what we want out of life. Taking action doesn't necessarily mean taking big leaps or making drastic changes right away. Instead, it means taking small steps towards achieving your goals each day. Even the smallest actions can have a huge impact on your life over time, so don't underestimate the power of consistent effort. It is also important not only to take action but also be aware of how you are feeling while doing so. If you find yourself feeling anxious or overwhelmed by the task at hand, then it may be best for you to step back and reassess your approach before continuing forward. Ultimately, the law of action reminds us that nothing will come from inaction. If we truly want something in life, then we must put in the work necessary for its manifestation. Main idea number 19. The law of faith is an important spiritual law that encourages us to have faith in ourselves and the universe. It reminds us that our thoughts are powerful, and we should be mindful of what we think about. This law also teaches us to trust that everything will work out for the best in the end, no matter how difficult things may seem at times. Having faith can help us stay positive even when faced with challenging situations. We can use this law as a reminder to focus on solutions rather than problems, and to believe in our own abilities and potential. When we put our faith into action by taking inspired action towards achieving our goals, it helps create a sense of inner peace and confidence. The law of faith is an essential part of living a successful life because it allows us to remain hopeful despite any obstacles or setbacks we may encounter along the way. By having faith in ourselves and trusting that everything will turn out all right eventually, we open up new possibilities for growth and success. Main idea number 20. The law of surrender is an important concept to understand in order to achieve success. It encourages us to let go of our need for control and trust that the universe will provide what we need. We must be mindful of our thoughts and focus on positive outcomes, rather than worrying about the future or trying to force a certain outcome. By surrendering ourselves to the flow of life, we can open up new possibilities and opportunities that may have been previously hidden from us. Surrendering does not mean giving up, it means trusting that everything will work out as it should. We must accept whatever comes our way with grace and gratitude, knowing that there is a greater plan at work beyond what we can see or comprehend. This law teaches us how to live in harmony with nature by allowing things to unfold naturally without resistance. By embracing this law, we can learn how to better manage stress and anxiety while also cultivating inner peace. When faced with difficult situations, instead of fighting against them or trying too hard for something specific, take a step back and allow yourself time for reflection before taking action. Trust your intuition when making decisions. If something doesn't feel right, then don't do it. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.